Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Tuesday the 13th of March 2012. All the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So China has got official in saying that it's not going to have 4G licenses available for at least 2 to 3 years. They've said they want more compatible handsets available before they go for a launch, and there just isn't enough out there. So if you've bought an iPad because of the 4G compatibility, waste of time, because you'll have two more by the time that this comes out. Same here in the UK as well. Don't be a numpty, go for the Wi-Fi one. The iPad pre-orders have sold out while we're on the subject. Apple has said that the demand has been unprecedented and off the charts. If you order one now, you've got absolutely no chance of getting it within the next 3 to 4 weeks, and it could be even longer than that. If you're rumming and ahhing, put your order in, because you'll have a long time to decide. Apple is also shutting down iWork.com. I've used this a little bit, but not an awful lot, and it looked pretty good, but it doesn't seem that enough people are using it. Don't worry, though. All your documents are going to disappear, but you've got until July 31st. Then Apple will take it all down. If you haven't taken them down by then, I'm afraid you've lost them entirely. Virgin Mobile has launched LTE for Canada. It's available for iPad users as well. Huzzah! So, why on earth is Virgin doing this in Canada and not in the UK? Oh yeah, we haven't finished selling off the spectrum. God, it's so annoying that we're 2 years behind everyone else. Game is up for sale as well in the UK and the US. Its financial woes are continuing. Pre-owned games should be a bargain, but they're not, of course, in there. And their share price hit an all-time low of 85 pence per share last week. They're going under, it would seem. I never went in there anyway. Instagram have teased out an Android application and said it's way better than iOS. But they didn't say how. Quite how Instagram thinks they can tease, I'm not sure, but it's definitely coming. The company has been valued at $500 million, which is pretty impressive, and I can believe it. And also at South by Southwest, Marvel have announced an augmented reality app. It comes out with all its digital comics, and it's powered by Orasma, which I don't know what that is, but based on the fact it ends in asthma means that it must be extremely brilliant. What it does with augmented reality, I'm not sure, because the stories that I've looked at, it's only in the title. BMW have launched the Stitcher integration into their cars at South by Southwest as well. If you buy yourself a BMW from this year onwards, you'll be able to get the Stitcher radio application on there straight away with Wi-Fi connectivity. If you've bought the Wi-Fi hotspot option, of course. We're on Stitcher Radio. You should give us a listen. HTC Golf is a new series of phones coming from HTC. So despite the fact they said that they were going to focus on a whole range of phones that were just very niche and do that right and proper and not go off into different tangents, they've decided to release three more. They're supposed to be a budget range of phones, but, I think I can pass on them. They're really an ice cream sandwich, though. And there's been a big rumour go out on a 10-inch tablet from Nokia. It's going to be running Windows 8, and it's going to be available in late 2012. They kind of hinted a little bit along the lines of it at Mobile World Congress, but now there's a bigger rumour coming out, and it looks like it's probably going to come. And Microsoft Research has also done something that's absolutely fantastic. The Star Trek Universal Translator may become a reality. They gave a demo yesterday, and there was a guy there who was talking in his normal voice, and it was instantly translating it into a different language. They've done Spanish, Mandarin, and Italian, and I guess English as well. But it looks fantastic. Well done, Microsoft Research. I hope it's better than Songsmith. The Sony Xperia Pepper specs may have been released ahead of time. It's going to be about £250, and it's going to have an FWVGA screen at 480 by 854, so that looks nice. 5-megapixel camera, and it's going to be 3.7 inches. I can wait. One thing else that's really nice is Acer are bringing out some lovely looking monitors. They're going to go from $139 to $329, and they do look gorgeous, right up to a 27-inch model. A 27-inch monitor for less than $350, that's very, very good. Problem is, they're only coming to the States, no plans for the UK though. Oh. In the UK, though, we will be getting the Seagate GoFlex desktop 4TB drive. There's no word on price on this, which makes it a little bit annoying, but the specs look really, really good. The only problem being, though, it comes in USB 3, and it comes pre-formatted in NTFS. So if you're a Mac user, chances are you may not be able to get it to work. And finally, do you like Dexter? We love Dexter. We think it's the best show on television. Well, one of the people that follows us is Robert Lloyd Lewis. Now, you'd know him better as the producer of Dexter, and he's a listener of Bageltech, ever so good, and a follower of us on Twitter. Well, he's come out with an application. As you know, we always look after our own. So please go and buy Robert's application. It's only 69p in the App Store or 99 cents, and it's absolutely brilliant. I downloaded it yesterday and had a play with it. It's called Vowel Movement. Yes, V-O-W, not B-O-W. And it's a great game whereby you play it kind of like Scrabble, kind of like Boggle, but you can move the vowels around. And it's really, really brilliant. I'm addicted to it, but it's bloody hard. God, it's hard. Especially if you're dyslexic as well, I suppose. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with the news show, and we'll look at how much tech's moved on in 24 hours, which probably won't be a great deal, so it'll be a bit shorter than this one. And then we'll be back again on Thursday and Friday as normal. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. The app, it comes exclusively on a